Oh, no. No. Go, go, go.
Now broadcasting on their world tour, almost live from the People's Republic of China, please welcome Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, live from 30-some-odd thousand feet for the,
I think it's 32,000.
Okay.
558 miles per hour now.
We are, I don't know how many hours into this journey.
I do. We are, 9.5.
On this
plane.
Which is our second plane.
We started this morning. We got to the airport at 4:30
a.m. on Thursday,
the 7th,
and it is almost midnight Thursday.
No, it's not.
Almost 10. All right,
9:30. Okay, yeah. This is Matt's been drug induced.
Well,
just waking up from his little nappy.
But this is also the we'll appear to the listener as our first segment of the around the world cast of the
yes, because unfortunately we tried to, but we thought we recorded I think 3 other times.
Well,
and it didn't work.
Is yet another lesson in,
and I'm hoping that right now we're not wasting our time again.
It's another lesson in don't screw with the settings. When you know what works, just do it. I thought I was doing some great trick to make
Mr.
it
Mr. Joe Cool.
And all I did was just jack it up, so...
Oh, well. Well, so anyways, let's give you a little recap.
We've been over Alaska.
Yeah, and then we were over the Bering Strait, I think was
I slept through that.
Yeah, you slept through that. It was very interesting. So now we're heading on the downward slant towards Tokyo.
We've spent 4 hours in Chicago O'Hare Airport.
And that was fun.
Yeah. And let's see. We had a moderate lunch.
Yeah, we've had a lunch, and then we had a snack.
The snack was actually better, I think, than the lunch.
My lunch was fine. I got the chicken. You went with mystery meat.
It was... He claimed it was beef.
I think it was
some mutated form of spam.
It was a little odd-looking, but anyways, we...
But free beverages on the aircraft, which is convenient.
So we've been having a good time, had fun, we're on the way over.
Watching little Dr. Dolittle 2 after having watched, what was our first movie?
Well, we watched Hitch, and then I watched Million Dollar Baby, and that was very good.
Yeah, it was okay, then I decided it was time for a nap.
You were getting tired, but it was a good movie. It was a tearjerker. If I wouldn't have been on a plane, I probably would have been home bawling on that one. It was pretty good.
I, on the other hand, had a snack, a glass of wine, and a Xanax, and man, that'll give you a nappy time real quick.
I think I might try that on the next plane.
It'll work for you.
Some creative chemistry.
There you go. That's like do-it-yourself chemistry.
Yeah, the fun thing is, when we get on, I think we're actually due to arrive in Tokyo at 2:25 is what they're saying, but that's Friday afternoon, so... The mystery is, when we get off this plane, it becomes tomorrow.
Yeah, we just instantly transported him. We went from midnight, or we'll go from about 11:30 Thursday night, instantly to Friday afternoon. So I don't even know what happened on Friday morning.
Yeah, so we're making our way across the Pacific Ocean.
We listened. Oh, I did, not you did.
The Pacific Ocean.
You didn't. That's one of Luke's toys.
Yes, but it sounds like that. The Pacific Ocean.
You didn't listen to Aaron's donation, not donation.
No, I listened to part of it. I'm going to listen to it on the other flight, so please don't ruin it.
I
listened to part, and I've heard some of it, but that was kind of during my anxious time, and now I'm kind of in the mellow time.
I do have to say thank you to everybody who...
No, that was really sweet. Everybody's
gave us shout-outs and well-wishes and everything. So
I did hear most of the well-wishes. I just didn't listen to some of the music because I just, you know, some of that oldie music makes me feel old because I remember when it came out the first time, some of them.
It was fun. Some of them.
They were very cute. I love the Genesis.
Some of it I was wondering, where in the hell did we get this music?
And I'm a Stevie Wonder overjoyed. I love that. That was great.
I brought it.
Thanks, Aaron.
So I
actually really no thank you. That was very sweet of Aaron to put that time in and effort and to get all those people together to do that. That means a lot to us. So we thought that was very nice.
And my crazy plans of interviewing co-passengers and steward eye just haven't quite worked out.
Well, it's
because most people are asleep and
everybody's like, just leave me alone and let me get through these 12 hours.
Well, I'm a lot more motivated sitting at home planning it than I am when I'm sitting here for 12 hours. So.
That's all right. We've got a few more hours, and I think we'll have more time and fun things to do. We have met another adoptive family.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, we can say that again. Because
yeah, we've said that. This is, I think, the third or fourth time that I've said that.
But only the first time it's recorded,
so,
we think. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that enough for now, maybe?
Well, no, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Annapolis
are
good.
Are you excited about that you're only really technically 3 days from now we'll be getting our daughter?
I'm kind of living for the moment. I'm currently more excited than 2 hours from now, I'll be getting off this plane for a little bit. And then, you know, my goal is to make it to a bed in Hong Kong and go sleep on a bed.
That's true. Okay. Peace out.
Peace out. We'll be back.
No notes for you.
Welcome to day 4. Help me. I think this will just be a bridge on to the end of the airline cast, because we did our air cast and then landed and slept for, I don't know. Today is now Sunday.
It's July 10th.
July 10th. Oh, happy birthday, John. Didn't we do that once already?
No, I thought that was yesterday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were ahead of time. We weren't that far in the future yet, but we thought we were.
How'd that happen?
We're not real sharp,
well, we're
apparently.
We're going to just... Yeah, I don't know.
Skype is working awesome.
Skype is the best thing in the world.
Loving the Skype. Loving internet in the hotel.
Loving being connected.
Because, let's see, internet in last night's hotel was $115 before you translate. But then it was like, what,
15?
About 15 bucks, we figured. So that was cool for 24 hours, which lady told us that it was a deal because it was $70 for 1 hour.
Hong Kong dollars.
Hong Kong, sorry. I'm talking in Hong Kong dollars. Which is 7.2 Hong Kong dollars to 1 American dollars. That, or I really just got reamed on those cheeseburgers I just bought. What did I write? Skip that. Oh, no, we took the bus ride over to, where'd we go?
Stanley Market.
Oh, wait, there it's about an hour, so you go through a lot of the city.
It was very interesting. And it was, and let's just put another thing, it is monsoon season here. So it was sunny when we were going over, and then it just let loose.
Going over, it was sunny when we were there. You had your sunglasses on.
That's true.
And so we bought a $35 Hong Kong, so it was like, what was that? What I figured,
$4? It was like $4. We bought a 7-Eleven one, too, because we got caught in the rain this
again.
Morning. Because we left our hotel sunny, and on our way to McDonald's, it starts downpouring.
Well, the ironic thing that we noticed on our way over was... everybody hangs their clothes outside to dry, which is normal, except it's pouring down rain and all their clothes are hanging out. So I guess they just leave them out until they eventually dry?
I don't know. Well, I will tell you another thing that was kind of interesting that I saw at a magazine stand was Amy Magazine.
Yes, we bought a copy. We don't know what the hell it says inside.
You can actually go on to amymagazine.com. It was on there. I thought that was
kind of cool. And it's all in
Chinese,
so you won't be able to read it.
It is very interesting.
But it is cool. Yeah, they maybe will frame the cover.
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool. So
should have Echo and Jenny translate it for you.
Well, you know what? I can translate commercials because it looks just like our commercials and magazines, advertisements.
Yes.
Ah, yes. This one is for L'Oreal. It will give you will have no wrinkles.
We can always tell
this.
If the ads are like, this is for something funny. This is for, like, makeup. There was a weight loss one on the bus.
Oh, yeah. The weight loss one was good. I might just start doing those exercises. Those look like fun.
Oh, God.
I'll demonstrate sometime.
Yeah,
but, we're on a podcast, so you won't be able to see
it. That's why it'll be just fine.
Oh, I love the beauty of the podcast.
Let's see, there is a slight difference in hotels.
Well, we stayed at the Regal, and we're staying at the Regal when we come back.
Thank God. The Regal had a flat panel TV.
Oh, you know what? It is fine. You just got spoiled because the Regal was so nice.
Okay,
The Marco Polo was more like staying at maybe a Holiday Inn.
That hasn't been updated since 1975.
Well, you know,
what's
that's
the last
life.
Hotel we stayed in that actually used a key?
That Best Western in Chicago.
I remember they didn't have a deadbolt. They just had that swing thing on it.
It was fine.
But they did. You know what? I did like that.
But they had a safe that worked. The Regal, the safe didn't work, and we didn't have hot water.
Yeah, you turn the faucet over to the hot side.
So that's just.
You turn the water to the hot side, and all you heard was the sound of sucking air.
So here's the tip. Here is the travel tip for people.
Travel tip for this cast.
There you go. That when you get to your hotel, the first thing you do is go into the bathroom and turn on the hot water to see if you have hot water.
Then you try out the safe to be sure it'll close.
Yes. But overall, it was fabulous. That bed was so soft. Then last night when we got to the Marco Polo,
I think it was made of maybe brick.
No, I think it was hay. It was like hay. Stuffed. Like bales.
But then the pillows were so soft, it was like nothing.
Yeah, it was.
It was totally
backwards.
But it
was fine, because last night we actually got 8 hours of sleep.
Yes.
Four of mine was drug induced, which was fine. But I will tell you, it felt so good to get 8 hours sleep.
We still woke up at 5 in the morning, right?
4.
What? No, 5. I woke up at 5.
You got 5. I got up at 4 because
I was up later working on pictures and the website and stuff.
Yeah,
so
I got up and went out there and posted a thing out to our Journey to Maggie site. And then we woke up and then we started calling people.
On Skype,
which was fun, and got a hold of your aunt. And your aunt actually called us because we missed her. So that was kind of fun. We received a phone call.
Yes. Well, he chatted in, and then we called him.
Yeah, and then we got.
He was trying not to be rude since it was 5 in the morning here.
So we got a hold of Aaron, and Aaron called and
Luke.
It was fun. And we talked to Luke, and Luke's having a good time. He did sound like he did miss us today. This might.
Yeah.
But they're having a good time.
In the same breath, though, he's like, Gemma bought me, or I got.
This, and then the next thing you know, is, okay, well, I'm tired of talking to you. I'm going to go play
Spider-Man. So let's talk about.
Which is good. I'm glad he's like that.
Downtown Hong Kong. Where did you want to go, Amy?
I wanted to go on the Star Ferry over to Kowloon.
Let me tell you what the Star Ferry reminds me of. It's 28 cents to take the Star Ferry. It reminds me of a 28 cent, what I call it, death boat.
Matt called it the death boat. I am not getting on the death
boat. It looks like
boat.
Something the refugees that the Coast Guard pick up are driving. And it's bouncing across this harbor with.
It was, I have to say, last night. It was rocking. Like, it was really rocking. And we were actually looking and watching the lights because it was really cool. We posted some cool pictures of the lights, but it was very funny because we were up on right outside of our hotel, and Matt is like going, I am not getting on the death boat.
I will negotiate certain things, and you can talk me in, but that was some. No way, and no.
He did say that he would go over to Kowloon if we took, like, the shuttle.
A bus. Or there's a car. You take a 10-minute cab.
And you actually
cab.
Go underneath.
That death boat is not an
you
experience.
You go underneath.
Well, there's one that goes even around. You don't have to go under. See, you don't have to take death-defying transportation to get somewhere. I like the cabs here. The cabs here are good.
Man, I have something to tell you. No, it was fine.
It was.
We have had some interesting weather.
By the way, we're at the airport again right now.
Yeah, we're back. This is an airport cast. We're actually supposed to meet our guides and the group.
4 hours or so.
At 5:10, and we are.
It's 1:10.
It's 1:15 right now, so.
Well, we didn't have time to really do any cast while we were in. We were too busy sleeping or figuring out what the hell we were doing.
And we were too busy this morning. I think I had a side effect of Xanax. I kept feeling dizzy.
You're dizzy.
And then I was freaking out because I actually, at the McDonald's today, I had ice in my Coke Light. So then I got psychosomatic, and then my head started hurting. And then I was getting dizzy, and I thought, oh, God, no, please don't let me be getting sick. So I went ahead and I took a vitamin C. I took a vitamin.
Your paranoia stuff.
I took, what else? I took my one Pepto a day, thanks.
And you almost ate a cheeseburger without washing your hands with
antiseptic
wipes.
I know. What would I do without my husband, my over paranoid?
You almost drank a Coke with ice in it yesterday.
I know.
You need to be paranoid.
Help me, I can't do anything without
help
you.
Help me, Matt, you're my only hope.
But I tell you, this is an adventure. And you have been very good. You, overall, you got down to Stanley Market, you enjoyed yourself. You made it through the plane right over. You were actually, were okay about that.
Yes.
And so, I think it's been going quite well.
Miracle of modern chemistry strikes again.
Yeah, so we have had a good time.
It's been pretty good, so.
It's going to be good, because now we're going to have a group.
That's what I'm saying, is we'll have a group. And with the group, then Amy can go do things, and I won't be forced to do it.
We are doing them
together.
We don't have to
do everything together.
No.
The girls go do things.
No, they don't. They're called family rules. And our family has to go and experience our daughter's country together.
Whose rules are those? Yours?
Man, those don't make me wear my... Don't make me get my pants out and wear them.
Okay. Oh my. I was like, don't get the suitcase again. I think I
freaked out yesterday because Matt pulled a mat. I'm going to say you pulled a mat. I lay down on the bed because I'm so exhausted after we ate our hamburger, which we'll go into that on a different cast. But very good cheeseburger at the hotel restaurant.
We'll get into that in another cast,
and,
too.
And came back. We were exhausted because we had only had, I think, 4 hours sleep. First night in, and so we went to the room. I lay down. Matt's online. No, you can't go to sleep. Wakes me up. I jump out of sleep. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get up. So Matt lays down.
So you get online. You get online.
I get online. I'm certain. I look over, and who is asleep on the bed? No, Amy. I wake him up. No. How about we both take a nap for an hour? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm feeling good. So Matt goes to sleep. Fine. Sets the alarm. So anyways, I'm watching TV and typing, and then Jenny, our ISS person, called.
Well, that's a really long story. What's the point?
And she called to tell us about, go over some things, just make sure that we were there, what we were doing, and I asked her because I thought I didn't have a piece of paperwork. Well, I think I'm pretty sure I do have the piece of paperwork now looking at it. They just called it two different things. They referred to it two different ways in two different portions of this packet that she gave me. So hopefully, that'll all be okay. And
so we hope. Yeah. I thought you were going to say I took a nap and then you woke me up and drug me through the biggest mall I've ever seen with the smallest stores I've ever seen.
Yeah, and what a great disposition you had, poophead.
Yeah, dragging my ass out of
bed. It was really kind of cool.
And Amy, at one point, Amy goes, how many people do you think are here? And I go, all of them.
It was packed. It was packed.
God, and then you can't afford anything. It's all Gucci, Prada.
Gucci, Prada, Versace, and no sweatshirts.
I'm opening Matt's mega warehouse of sweatshirts and making $1 million.
Hey, this might be something where the foul ball guy T-shirts.
Foul ball ghoul. Nobody's asked me in China about my foul ball.
No
guy.
One cares.
I've worn it for 2 days. And
hey, Matt, no one cares. Yeah, you're wearing a shirt for 2 days.
And the same shorts.
Disgusting.
I changed my underwear.
I did change my shirt.
Yeah, because you bought clothes.
Yeah, I got two.
Save space. Buy clothes.
I got two. They're small.
I'm wearing the same clothes.
We ate food, so, it kind of balances out.
Okay, we didn't eat that much food.
We've ate a whole package of those crackers.
Well, because we lived on power bars and crackers for like 3 days or something.
No, we've had... I have to say that I did try something at the breakfast. It was called like a barbecue biscuit, but it was Chinese, and it wasn't bad. It was like
it was
a white biscuit,
like
and it was
breakfast.
Kind of stuffed with barbecue pork, and it was very good. But I think it could have used more pork and less dough. But I did like it. So I have tried something. Matt is not. Matt, no, you did have it. You did have a small bite of it. He did not like it, as you can tell from that.
But, I loved my Egg McMuffin this morning. Oh, McDonald's tastes exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, I had
same.
Pancakes, and I had sausage, and it was so good.
We were eating in our room, and it's going, it tastes so good.
Matt, I thought Matt was going to, there was a tear brought to his own eye because he was sitting there going, it's just like home.
Home.
No. So, anyways, it's going to be exciting tomorrow. We're
we get Maggie.
We get her. We're very, very close to getting her.
I thought about podcasting.
We're under,
I thought it'd be a little too private.
Only
so.
24 hours. We are not podcasting.
I already
you can podcast about... later in the evening. You can hear, probably hear our poor little baby crying. But anyways, we're very excited and can't believe that.
Do you think this is actually recording?
Here. And if it's not, I'm going to kill you. I will not do another podcast.
That's okay. What you always say.
Okay. Okay, we're done.
Okay, goodbye.
Morning.
Now we are.
Oh, I'm cool.
I thought you had something.
Hello from Air China or
no, China Southern,
Air.
Flight, I don't have a clue.
We don't know.
Traveling at we don't know how many thousand feet.
All of our all the families are together.
Eight of them.
There's eight families, four adopting from Changsha, Hunan, and there's four families who are adopting from Qidong.
And there's a bunch of families we don't know.
And then this whole plane is...
Probably 75%
of
it.
Yeah, it's all mostly adoptive families. And it is very exciting. We have met Echo, Jenny, and we haven't really met Mandy yet, but I think Mandy's kind of in training, so I haven't really met her yet.
Sort of the intern.
They're the ISS, our guides, and they are doing...
As we're calling it, our summer camp directors.
Yeah. Our directors.
Nothing
our
funnier than watching 16, 17, 18 adults and being led through an airport by three women.
And they are taking care of everything for us. They're already they're filling out paperwork for us.
That we don't have to because we can't read it
fabulous.
Anyway.
Fabulous. We're so excited about that.
Because go figure, China Air, everything's in Chinese. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk? So exciting, though.
Yes.
And we're going to get off this plane, and then we're going to the Dalton Hotel.
It's a short 1 hour and 10 minute flight.
And hopefully we will get there and be able to go to sleep. Everybody is so excited. It's very exciting.
I have a bar because I ran out of booze. I could really use a drink.
Yeah, I probably could too, but...
They said they're coming through with, they prepared us a beverage, which kind of worries me. I don't know if it's the same beverage cart we're used to.
I don't either.
Should I steal a China Southern Air? Well, they call it a clean bag, not a barf bag.
Clean bag to keep the airplane
clean.
Well, that would be great.
That would be an accurate
I don't know. It's very... Now I'm feeling the culture shock now.
Yeah, because there's less and less things translated for you.
Yeah. They do still translate what they're talking about on, you know, like going through all the instructions on the airplane. However, they said to put your window
down,
and then they came around and told us all to put them back up.
Because I think down means up or up means down or something.
Yeah, we weren't really sure.
I don't know.
It was kind of funny. So.
And I think I saw the pilot after we took off go back and sit in the back there, so.
You did not.
I saw somebody, I don't know.
I think he is a steward.
Look like a, don't make the steward wear that red dress.
I don't know. So anyways, this is exciting. We're almost to Maggie. It is about 7 till 8 China time. So that,
PM.
That means it is about 7 till 7 Illinois time.
AM.
AM. So
Sunday.
Our little Luke is getting up and... going to be getting ready to go to church with his Jamma and Papa, and hopefully by the time he goes to bed tonight, we will be getting our daughter.
Yes.
So this is very exciting.
Very exciting. A little leery about China Airline, but okay.
No, I think things are fine. Things are good.
You know my rule, just stay above the trees and the buildings. I'm good to go.
There you go. There you go. We just want to get there. We're on our way. And it is so exciting to see all these different families who are just as excited that
well,
as we are.
Well, there's eight in our group. There's got to be every bit of eight in this other group. So there's at least 35-ish people.
Yeah, and we're all, there was a family up there that it sounded like we're all staying at the Dalton, so.
Well, probably everybody was adopting in Changsha adopting.
No, they have other hotels there, too.
Well, but there's other hotels in Guangzhou, but everybody stays at the Red Swan.
White Swan.
Or White Swan. Oh, the orange moose. The red swan. That would be interesting.
Yeah, okay. So it'll be fun, and hopefully we'll get to know this group of people.
We've already started.
Yeah, so.
Somebody knows your sister, and technically is your cousin.
And yeah, it's very funny. That is a very funny story.
Maybe a short, not
but my, okay, long story short, Janet from Hudson, her best friend, Stacy, whose husband is a minister, and I now live in England. I saw her, and she was like, we started talking, and I asked her what synod her husband was, you know, what minister in Missouri. I said, oh, that's neat. My sister and her husband are DCFS, not DCFS, Directors of Children Education, DCEs, and in Champaign. She goes, oh, that's interesting. I have a friend who is in Champaign, da-da-da. Her name is Susie, and she was trying to remember her last name. I'm like, Smith. She's like, yeah. She's like, we're... And I go, that's my sister. And she goes, we're cousins.
She was at your sister's wedding, too.
Yeah, she was at my sister's wedding. She looked familiar. She used to teach with my sister.
So basically, long story short, we come all the way to Hong Kong to meet somebody that we really didn't know.
Yeah, and then the other part of the story is our other travel mate, her and her husband are from Mahomet, and she teaches with my brother-in-law, or used to teach with my brother-in-law, Eric.
So that's your genealogy minute from Amy.
So, yeah, three little girls have brought...
It is pretty funny that
three people together. It's so funny because it's such a small, small world. So, anyways, very exciting.
The cornfields are small. That's why.
Well, yeah, but Janet came over from England to travel with her best friend.
So she's from England. Is only 5 hour time difference from Hong Kong. Yeah, she flew all the way to Illinois, then to Hong Kong. That's going the wrong way around the world.
She's making a trip around the world, literally.
Like 19-hour difference.
Oh,
but I said it's actually a 6-5 with them.
Very exciting, very exciting. We're so excited.
Okay.
Can you tell we're excited?
You want a podcast, so that means you're excited.
I'm excited. I'm chatty, 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 chatty.
Chatty Amy. So, okay. So that is all from certain thousand feet on the way to Qingzhou.
I wish I'm going to have to say hello because I can't pronounce how to say goodbye. So, ni hao.
We looked up goodbye. No, we looked up thank you. We're in the bus going... They're like, forget it. We look like a bunch of retards in here. Okay.
Not look, sound.
Sound. Look like a trying. Okay. We got our book out. We're trying to read it.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.